Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, this week, our country endured Storm Sandy. The storm of the century, it's been said. One of the biggest questions many people had in their minds is, I hope those people had insurance, right? Remember a commercial for insurance from Allstate? What does it say? You're in good hands with Allstate, right? But really a question for you today, are they, were they in good hands just because they had insurance? Does insurance prevent storms? No. Does insurance mean you don't have to evacuate? It's okay, I've got insurance. No, that's why God gave you legs. Does insurance mean that if you die, that you be standing amongst all those saints in heaven just because you have insurance? No. Insurance just helps you recover from the loss of material things from a storm. It doesn't help in any other way. But let me tell you the good news from our three texts today on All Saints Day. You're in good hands on All Saints. Let me tell you why. First, because of a future hope. Revelation chapter 7, we heard today of all those saints standing upon before the throne of God, wearing white robes and palm branches in their hands. What a great text we heard. Behold, a great multitude no one could number from every tribe and nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and the Lamb. This is a picture of the future of the church. We have a future hope today, don't we, because of this text, a picture of what it's going to be like later on, a future hope, if you will, standing before the throne of God. What a great hope that this text, God's Word, brings us today. Who are these people? That was a question in the text, too. Who are these people? Where did they come from? How did they get there? Well, in verse 13 and 14, it says, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They died. However, not all who die go there, do they? Some don't believe and never get there. But these ones died how? In the faith. They died in the faith of Christ Jesus. They fought the good fight. They endured. And they received the crown of righteousness and stand before the Lamb and His kingdom and sing to Him. They endured. They fought the good fight and won. That's who these people are. They were given a gift in their baptism, like we talked in the children's message, the white robe. They received the gift of faith. Because of God's Word and the Holy Spirit that worked in their lives, they have faith. And because of that faith, they endured. Because of that faith, they stand before the throne. They knew what it meant to confess, I believe in Christ Jesus, in His cross, in His resurrection, that is for you and for me and for all people. They believed it's for them. And therefore, they stand before the throne and worship God day and night in His temple. This is good news. Why? Because they were sinners. All of them. They were sinners. They didn't overcome their sins in this world. Rather, they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation. That meant in this life, they endured tribulation, storms, other things, losses, loss of loved ones, loss of control over their own actions at times because of sin and evil in the world. Things that they failed to do rightly. Things they failed to do that they should have done better. Things that probably plagued their consciences. Maybe made them have some sleepless nights because they thought, oh, I should have done this. I didn't mean to say that. I can't believe I said that. I ruined this relationship. They had all of those things. And yet, in the end, where are they? Standing before the throne because their robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. What a great gift. All of us, because we're sinners too, are we not? We struggle from those same things. And yet one day, because of the faith that's been given us in Christ Jesus, we too stand before the throne of God, having palm branches of victory in our hands. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We've been given a great gift too, faith. faith that prompts us to fight the good fight and endure to the end amid all losses. Just like last week we sang Luther's Battle Hymn of the Reformation. Remember the very last stanza of that text? And they take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, they have but nothing won. The victory ours remaineth. That takes faith, doesn't it? Because through all these losses, you might look at the world and think, what? Oh, God doesn't love me. Oh, he took away this. He took away that. No. As Christians, what do? We cling to God's word and nothing else. And say, this is the truth that tells us that we are loved. This is the truth that tells us that God loves us, his word. Yes, we have blessings in this life, so do the unbelievers. Yes, we have losses in this life, so do the unbelievers. But those who believe because of Christ Jesus endure to the end and stand before God day and night in his temple with victory in their hands. Victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. So endure, friends. Brings us to the second reason that they're in good hands on All Saints Day. It's because of a present love. First, a future hope that we saw in Revelation 7. Secondly, because of a present love. We heard it in our epistle reading today from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is because it doesn't know him. Beloved, we are God's children when? Now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself because he is pure. So this text on All Saints' Day tells us that we're not waiting for God to show us that we're loved, are we? We are God's children not tomorrow, not next week, not in the very end, then we're God's children. No, we are God's children now. Now. In fact, yesterday too, and the week before that, ever since our baptism, ever since we heard the gospel and believed, we are God's children. This is the present reality, the present love that is ours now. And this is why St. John here says, beloved, because of God's love for him and his love for the church, he says, beloved, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. If you look at all the world and all the storms, you might say, oh, God doesn't love me. But God's word assures us truly, without a doubt, God loves us. And the way you find that kind of love is you look where? To the cross. Christ Jesus died for our sins. For this reason, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You want to know if God loves you? Look to the cross. Look not just to the cross, but also look where? To the open tomb. The resurrection of Jesus to show us our future, the hope of glory, the hope of our resurrection of our bodies. That's a reason to have hope, reason to have joy and peace through all losses in the world. Have hope because there is a future hope and because there is a present love that is ours even now. Third, we are in good hands today because of a blessed exchange from Jesus on the mountain. A blessed exchange from Jesus on the mountain. This comes from our gospel reading, Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. All the blessings there. This is a great text of an exchange, if you will. When I think of the Old Testament, I also think of a great Old Testament prophet who went up on a mountain. What was his name? Moses. And what did he give to the people? The law, the Ten Commandments, right? So he goes up, and the disciples were not to come near that mountain. Now in the New Testament, Jesus goes up the mountain, and the disciples are brought near, brought out of the mountain, as if that was the law, and you stay away because God is holy. Jesus is representing now the Joshua of the Old Testament that brought the people to the Promised Land. Jesus brings them blessings and draws them near and says, blessed, blessed are the, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you. A great exchange here, if you will. Jesus is fulfilling the Old Testament and offering us the gospel. He is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. He fulfills the law perfectly on our behalf. Every single commandment perfectly on our behalf. And he exchanges his righteousness, his perfect life, for our sinful life. the great exchange, the blessed exchange, if you will, of Jesus up on the mountain. It's for us. I also think of another mountain that Jesus went up on when he died on the cross, on Mount Calvary. He died on a mountain, did he not? Is that not the place where we receive our glory, our righteousness, the love of God, because our sins are paid for? There's been atonement, has been made. We're at one with God again because of what Christ Jesus did on that mountain, Mount Calvary. And then 40 days later, where did Jesus go? Another mountain, the Mount of Ascension, where he ascended up into heaven. All the good stuff happens on the mountains, people. It's a mountaintop blessing that God gives here in Matthew chapter 5, and that's a reason to know that we are in good hands, because God, from eternity, came down to earth, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life on our behalf, died a perfect death for us in our place, rose again from the dead on Easter Sunday, went to the Mountain of Ascension, and returned back where? Up to heaven, to be with God in eternity, with all the saints in glory for us, preparing a room for us, giving us reason to have hope and joy and the forgiveness and the freedom that we have because of what he has come to do for us, to free us from our sins, to free us from death and the power of the devil, our worst enemy. God has set us free. And if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. What a blessed exchange. What reason to have hope, because Christ came for us and Christ gave his life for ours, that we could go stand to be with them and all the saints in glory. And we remember that on All Saints Day. You're in good hands on All Saints Day. Why? Because of a future hope? Because of a present love? And because of a blessed exchange? And for these reasons, we stand together with the saints now and receive his gifts, and stand together in the end with all the saints, with all the company of heaven. And we sing a great triumph song. Not salvation belongs to us because of what we have done, but just as they said in Revelation 7, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. And guess what? He's given that salvation to you and to you and to you, all of us. We are here. That salvation is now ours, because it belonged to God and to whomever he gives it and bestows it through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we rejoice this day that we are forgiven, we are his people, we are his saints. We still sin, yes, and yet we are his saints, called out of this darkness, out of the great tribulation, and into the glories that are ours now and later. Praise be to our King, our God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.